And our winners have set a record of their own as well. They came here as battlers from Queensland.
Yeah, you did.
And today they're heading home with $966,000 in profit, plus the grand prize of $100,000, giving them a grand total of $1,066,000. You're not battlers now.
Jimmy Tam, welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, guys.
Listening to that back is hectic. Oh.
You can you believe this, Jimmy Tam? You've won the most prize money in Australian TV history. Now, this only happened yesterday. Talk us through, have you slept? What does it feel like?
It's absolutely mental. Yes, we have slept because we were so exhausted. Like, that was such an emotionally draining day that we, you know, we're just, It's still sinking in that this has even happened. I'm literally waiting to be woken up with a slap to the face and say, come on, it's auction day, get up. Like, it's crazy.
Now, mate, $1 million for you guys. You're from Brisbane. That'd nearly buy half of Brisbane. And you guys do rent. You've got your beautiful little daughter. Are you going to buy her a pony?
Oh, who knows?
Our goal is to buy some land, and yep, we do want to do our off the ground barn grid that we made for the Lego challenge, so we can have some ponies and some chickens and yeah, a few other things. Chuck them in.
I want one of those miniature donkeys.
Fair enough. Why not?
What was that? I mean, you've been through so much, and what a rewarding experience financially, but also personally. What was the hardest part, guys, like of this journey that you can now be so relieved and proud of yourselves? What was the toughest bit?
I think the toughest bit was when we got sent home because of COVID the first time. We were pretty much told, don't expect to come back. So we put 6 weeks, you know, of our lives, we'd changed our whole lives to be here. And then COVID hit and we were told pretty much your block journey's over. You know, we can't really do anything about it. It's a pandemic. So, I mean, knowing that we all got through that and this is the end goal is amazing, amazing.
Now, guys, Danny did steal the show yesterday, but he didn't buy your actual property. But his first bid on your property... He went up $910,000 over the reserve. What were you guys thinking?
Like, in all honesty, I can't say what I was thinking on your radio station at this point in time because it's not very nice. But I was blown away. We could not believe it. We didn't believe it because there was the executive producer, Julian Crest, was in the room. He was standing behind the cameras and you should have seen his face. He couldn't believe it. He was like, what is going on? It felt like it was a joke at the time because we didn't comprehend it. And then when the new owner came back with a we were just blown away that she was willing to pay that price for this house.
And have you spoken to the new owner, Amise? Have you, you know, had she followed your journey? What did she say to you?
She actually, she requested that she come and watch the last episode with us last night. So she's been on her new couch already and watched the auction on her new TV with us.
You all watched it together.
She felt every emotion.
Wow. Oh, that's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't buy that. Well, you can, apparently.
She did.
Are you concerned she might try to come back to Queensland?
Just be careful of her. She might be a stalker, but hey, who cares? Hey, just quickly before you go, Tam, Thief, from episode one, she just loved your look, your rockabilly look, and she imagined herself in that sort of rockabilly as maybe a new look for her.
I want a rocket.
Where might she start? Because it's not her current look. What would you suggest for her just starting out in the world of rockabilly fashion?
It's all in the hair, and you've just got to be bold. You've got to be bold. Colours. You know, all that sort of stuff. But the hair is very important.
I don't have very much, important. Though, Tam. Is that a problem? Like, it's quite short and I'm a bit worried. Do I have to get hair pieces or something?
Mate, chuck a hairpiece in. It doesn't matter. Yeah, go for it. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Go for it, Boxy.
And op shopping and vintage fashion, huge.
Okay, I love it.
Good stuff. Yep. Might be a new look for 2021. This
yes,
is...
and I'm going to make my house a Palm Springs-inspired home. I'm going to become you, Tam.
I have a second stalker.
I can see Boxy doing a hair. I can't see you on op shop. So I think that's what you were doing along.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, look, you've inspired us in many, many ways during this season, guys. Congratulations.
Well done, guys.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Jimmy and Tam. Good work.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Fox with Fifi Fevin. Byron, actually, coming up, you won't be listening, I'm sure. You'll be busy, guys. But Danny, the guy that bought three apartments, is on our show a bit later. We'll ask him how he's...
Oh, good on him.
Yeah. How he's going. He's coming up.
He made us rich. Good on you.
On the Fox.